And we have gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey. He is on the line, and he's going to address these mailers. So we've had a few rush reads roll in, and I was like, oh, I'm going to see if Darren can comment on it himself. It's better than it coming from me. There was a mailer that went out to a lot of, I got it, and I had a lot of people ask me about it over the weekend. It says, first, Bailey voted for Obama, or voted Obama into office 2008. Then Bailey declared, I might have voted for Biden. Now Bailey voted to raise property taxes in Illinois by 81%. So Darren Bailey, governor candidate Darren Bailey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for giving me a holler. So I'm doing awesome, though. Ready for spring.
Yes, yes. And yesterday was such a nice day, and it looks like it's shaping up to be a nice one today. The sun is shining, and it's starting to rise. So I think that it's going to be a nice day again today. Hopefully this rain stays away. But we had a rush read come in, and they asked, hey, did Darren ever say that about Biden, though? Where did that a comment originate from? Or is this just complete BS?
Well, it's both. It is complete BS. It's really sad that a campaign such as Richard Irvin, someone running to wanting to be governor, you know, a Democrat claiming to be a Republican, would twist the truth like this. I mean, we have to sit back and wonder and ask ourselves, you know, what an administration like this would look like as governor when, you know, just to totally smear with lies. And that's essentially what this is. So here's what took place, and there's also a follow up with this mailer that's audio that has me speaking, and they clipped it to make it say what they want people to hear. So the truth is, in 2008, Cindy and I did participate with the Rush Limbaugh's Operation Chaos. That was that was a program to make sure that Obama or Hillary didn't get elected. So we pulled the ballot for that purpose. Only time in my life I've ever pulled a Democrat ballot, and only for that purpose. So someone came up to me at some point in time, and I don't remember when and where that was at, and asked that question in person. I've never, didn't speak to it, to a crowd or anything, but asked in person. It was evidently taping without my knowledge. And I explained, I said just exactly what I told you. I said we participated in that, and I said they might have asked who I voted for. I said that's been 14 years ago. I said I have no idea. I really don't remember. I said Biden was on the ticket. I may have voted for him, and then I laughed and said I don't remember. And I was putting all that into context, trying being funny. But they cut the part out where I might have voted for Biden, and that's what they're using, just a complete trying to make it look like that I said that I voted for Biden in these latest elections. And the other irony, so here's another piece to it, with this flyer shows me standing with some Obama cookies. Cindy and I showed up at a meet and greet about 4 months ago in Iroquois County, and a young lady had come up and she baked us cookies, and she was very proud of them. So we had our picture. It was actually the grandmother that brought the cookies, and her granddaughter had made cookies for us. And I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, wow, I recognize the symbol, but it really didn't matter. She thought they were a symbol for farming. She had no idea what they were for. And, but she made cookies and we proudly posted them. And who would have thought someone would grab something like that and call you an Obama supporter. And then finally, the twist of lies on the raised taxes. It's true. I served 17 years on the North Clay School Board, and 14 of those our board voted to increase the levy. So that's 81% of the time. And you increase levies when you serve on school boards when you don't get the state money needed, and you're forced with either cutting programs or raising these temporary levies. And you have to have community buy-in when you do it. Many places don't, but when you go to North Clay School District, we can find proof that of the community buy-in that we had. But they're making it sound like we actually raised taxes by 81%, and that is that you could almost serve a lifetime on a school board and still not accomplish that. And these two arguments were used against me when I ran for state representative in 2018, and because the exact same people were behind, that they were working with Rauner, that are working with Irvin right now. And that's what they do. They try to come in with massive money, take the election, and then basically accomplish what we saw Rauner accomplish, just total devastation to a state. So that's what's going on. We've dealt with this before. By the way, the 2018 race, I won by 60-40 because people figured out, people knew who we were, and they saw the smears and the lies that the incumbent was using. And people are homeless. Many people served in school boards in the 109th state rep area, and they just weren't going to put up with it. And I believe that at the end of the day, the state of Illinois, people across Illinois are going to understand and read into this stuff as just absolute nonsense. And if you're foolish enough to propagate, you know, this, then you certainly don't deserve the position of anything in the state of Illinois. And the reality is we have, you know, too many people that operate like this in government, and thus that's the reason that the state's as it is. And many of these people are standing out now and pushing back against me, within the Republican Party and within state leadership, because they know that we're going to bring fiscal responsibility and integrity back to the state.
Right.
And I have to stand up sometimes and question. I don't know if they want it. You know, I think sometimes many of these people like being in the super minority because they don't have to be responsible for anything. I almost think that they're scared to death to be in leadership of some sort and be in the driver's seat to be able to steer Illinois in a positive direction, because it's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So also here it says Bailey breaks up with Trump. Do you think that you'd ever get a Trump endorsement, and would that help you, or is that something you've sought out?
I'd take it in a heartbeat, and there is a pathway. I met with Trump a week before Christmas and asked him for his endorsement, and I do know that he is considering that. But, you know, he knows Illinois is a tough state, and he definitely likes to win. So he actually has business dealings with Pritzker going back into the late 80s and early 90s. So we are working through a process to see. I think that would certainly help, because I think people across this land are realizing what a mess we have now and what we did have. That all is a possibility, and I would certainly take it when it comes.
Awesome. Well, Governor candidate Darren Bailey, we are pushing up against a break. I appreciate you, and thanks so much for calling in and clearing that up. We had a lot of texts about it this morning.
We are, like I said, get on our website, baileyforillinois.com. Get on my Facebook page, Darren Bailey for Governor, and you'll see we've made several statements regarding that. And the bottom line is we have got to hold campaigns and politicians accountable to make sure that there seems to be this mindset that if you say it and you say it enough, it must be true. But when people are able to come out with such blatant lies and twisted truth as this, something's wrong, and we don't want anyone like that. That's our problem. We have too many people like that serving in government right now. That is our sole problem.
Mm. Yep, hey, I agree with you. Thank you so much, Darren Bailey. He's running for governor's office, and the June 28th primary is just around the corner.
Get out and vote. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.